Robin Thicke. He's the man who could do anything. Sing, dance, produce records, anything. As the son of a late TV icon, he had a whole lot of history making music. But soon, his career would be derailed. Today, I'm going over where Robin came from and will there ever be a comeback from him? And as I say, before looking forward, we have to look back. At the tender age of 22 years old, after an involvement with Tommy Mottola at Epic Records, following the end of his first deal with Indisco Records, Robin resolved himself to work chiefly on material for his debut album, initially titled Cherry Blue Skies, planning to use his own money to fund the project. As Robin told Billboard, "I decided I was going to save money to make my album, and I hoped to offer it to labels, take it or leave it, so I didn't have to negotiate how to make my music." While piecing his album together, he began working with veteran producer and label executive Andre Harrell, and under his guidance, eventually signed with Interscope for a second time as part of Harrell's and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds' New America Imprint label in 2001. In 2002, his debut, "When I Get You Alone," was released. The track sampling A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy, which itself is a disco rendition of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. The music video for the song received some rotation on MTV2 and BET's Radio Next, and was spun moderately on pop and urban radio, peaking at only number 49 on the radio and records pop chart. Globally, however, the song became a chart success with a peak in the top 20 in Australia, Belgium, and Italy, and reached the top 10 of the single charts in New Zealand and the top 3 in the Netherlands. The moderate success was enough to single the release of the album in 2003, with its name changed to A Beautiful World. Despite the release of a second single, Brand New Jones, the album received very little promotion and debuted at number 152 on the Billboard 200 charts, selling over 119,000 copies as of January 2012. A Beautiful World fell below the label's commercial expectations. The albums of the performance troubled Thicke personally, but proven enough to make him a wanted collaborator. Thicke has cited Mary J. Blige, Usher, and Lil Wayne, among others, as those who subsequently reached out to him. Reflecting on Beautiful World 2013, Usher stated to the New York Times, "I was blown away. I thought Beatles, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shuggy, Owens, Marvin Gaye all won out. Robin's got a soul you can't buy, man." Runner-up Blake Lewis performed the song during the 2007 season of American Idol, when the top three chose the song to sing. Lewis often put Robin Thicke in his list of musical influences in interviews and on the American Idol website. The song was performed by Blaine Anderson, played by Derek Chris on Glee, during the season 2 episode Silly Love Songs. Following A Beautiful World, he was keen to begin work on his sophomore album, but financial and creative disagreements stemming from the performance of his first album led to a several-month-long stalemate between Robin and his record label. Regarding this time in his career, Thicke said, "The label pretty much lost faith in my ability to sell. It became a question of, where does he fit? Is he not rock or pop enough? Is he not soul enough?" Pharrell Williams, having established a distribution deal with Interscope for his record label, Star Trek, expressed to Jimmy Iovine his interest in Thicke, whose talent he thought of highly. Signed to Star Trek in 2005, he began working on his second, The Evolution of Robin Thicke. The first single, "Wanna Love You Girl," which featured Pharrell, charted successfully on urban radio in the UK. In 2006, the remix version of the song was released with rapper Busta Rhymes. Nearly a year after the song was released, the album was released on October 3rd, 2006. To promote the album, Robin toured with NDRE and then opened for John Legend in late 2006. The video for his second single, "Lost Without You," released in fall 2006, beginning to appear on Billboard R&B charts in November of that year. With the assistance of radio airplay, the song became his breakout hit. reaching number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 and spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot R&B and Hip Hop charts. Bingham, the first white male artist to top that chart since George Michael did in 1998 with One More Try. In the February 24, 2007 issue of Billboard, they concurrently topped 4 Billboard charts, from top R&B / hip hop albums to adult R&B songs, a feat he would duplicate in the March 17 issue. Following is re-released as a deluxe edition with 3 new bonus tracks on February 13, 2007. The album peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 200. On March 23, 2007, The Evolution of Robert Thicke was certified platinum by the RIAA, with album sales over 1.5 million copies sold domestically, which is amazing. It became a commercial success in the US as well. Thicke and his record label soon considered potential tracks to be released as the album's next and third single. Thicke's preference was the track Can You Believe, which peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs and number 99 on the Billboard Hot 100. On October 2nd, 2007, the track Got To Be Down was released as the album's fourth official single. The single peaked at number 60 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Singles and Tracks. On April 19, 2007, he appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, singing Lost Without You and performing Complicated, which is Oprah's favorite song for the album, Would That Make You Love Me, while promoting Beyoncé's tour, which he was the opening act. Oprah revealed that Thicke's initial appearance garnered a strong reaction, knowing that people called the show to say that they didn't know he would be on. Oprah explained, "So what I wanted to do was accommodate all of the people who missed it the first time. In order to do that, I had to do something I've never done before. I got on the phone and asked this very special guest if he would consider coming back." In late 2007, he finished promotion for the album as a feature opening act for the North American leg of Beyoncé's US tour, The Beyoncé Experience. Other notable performances in support of the album and its single Lost Without You included the 2007 BET Awards, the 2007 Bobo Awards, American Idol, and the 2007 Soul Train Music Awards. He also performed a one-off UK concert at Coco in London on September 24, 2007. He then released his third studio album, Something Else, on September 30th, 2008, debuting at number 3 on the Billboard 200 charts. It sold 137,000 copies in its first week. The first single, Magic, was a further expansion of the R&B sound that powered his 2006 breakthrough. Magic went on to peak at number 2 at the adult R&B chart, number 6 at the hot R&B / hip hop chart, and number 59 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. He followed success with the second single, Sweet Love, debuting at number 2 on the adult R&B chart, and number 20 on the hot R&B / hip hop chart. On February 8th, 2009, at the Grammy Awards, Thicke took the stage alongside Lil Wayne to perform their song Tie My Hands from the Grammy Wayne album Dakar 3. The song was also featured on Something Else, which was followed by Thicke and Lil Wayne performing a medley of Big Chief and My Feet Can't Feel Me Now, led by musicians in jazz, Alan Toussaint, Terrence Blanchard, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, in tribute to the victims of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. He appeared on the episode of The Bachelor to perform Magic and The Sweet Love for the female contestants. He wrote and produced a track for the movie Precious, in which his wife Paola Patton appeared. Though it did not appear on soundtrack, it remains unreleased. He co-headlined a US tour with Jennifer Hudson, which began on March 31, 2009 in Albany, New York, and wrapped up 25 shows later in Biloxi, Mississippi. At the start of the tour, Thicke released Dreamworld as the official third single from Something Else. As of April 2009, the album has shipped over 435,000 copies in the US. 7 months after release, Billboard.com announced that he will release his fourth studio album in the fall of 2009. It's first to not be mainly self-produced. The album titled Sex Therapy has release date postponed to winter. On December 15, 2009, the first single for the album was the title track, produced by Polo da Don, which was released in March 2010 as the second song to top the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs chart. The lead single for the international markets was Roller Coaster featuring Estelle. The second single was It's in the Morning featuring Snoop Dogg, Shake It for Daddy featuring Nicki Minaj, produced by Polo da Don, was supposed to be released as a single, however the release was eventually cancelled. Speaking of the musical background to Sex Therapy, they told Pete Lewis, deputy editor of Blues and Soul, "I'm always going to have the influence of Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Al Green in my music. But with this album, I also wanted to show my hip-hop side. I grew up listening to Run DMC, N.W.A., Biggie, Pac, and Jay-Z. So I really wanted to make a record that represented how much that music has influenced me." Early in 2009, he collaborated with Lee Meester on her debut single, Somebody to Love. Dick told MTV he hoped to have Lil Wayne on the album. He also pointed out that he was featured on Lil Wayne's last two albums and Lil Wayne was on his last two albums. We're kind of good luck charms for each other. Robin performed on New Year's Rockin' Eve on January 1st, 2010, performing three songs in Las Vegas in a pre-recorded segment. Also 2010, it was confirmed that he, alongside Melody Fiona, would be featured on Alicia Keys' The Freedom Tour. As of 2011, in the month of October, the album has sold 289,000 copies in the U.S. On February 5th, he participated in BET's SOS Save Yourselves Help for Haiti telethon concert, held in response to the 2010 Haiti earthquake. During 2011, he confirmed that he would go on tour with Jennifer Hudson, with whom he toured in 2009. Later that year, he released Love After War on December 6, 2011, debuting at number 22 on the Billboard 200 and number 6 on the top R&B / hip hop charts, selling 41,000 copies in the first week. In an interview to promote the album, he stated that a lot of the inspiration for the album came from his family. Producing three singles, the first love title track was Love After War, peaking at number 14 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop charts, making it his second song after Lost Without You to top the adult R&B chart. The music video for the song premiered on November 21st, 2011, featuring his ex-wife Paula Patton, consists of Dick making up with his wife after a fight. The second single, Pretty Little Heart, featuring Lil Wayne, was released on November 8th, and the video premiered on March 2nd, 2012, peaking at number 51 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs chart. On May 31st, 2012, Dick released a video for his promo single, which was a cover of Exhale's Shoop Shoop. The third official single was All Tied Up, released to Urban AC Radio on April 10th, 2012. The music video premiered on June 7th, 2012 on Vevo. Dick performed Love After War at the 2011 Soul Train Music Awards and returned to the stage to see Reasons later on, Trey versus with Joe and Eric Bennett, as part of an all-star tribute to Legend Award recipients Earth, Wind, and Fire. He appeared on season 2 of The Voice as a guest advisor and mentor to the contestants on Avril Lavigne's team. In July 2012, he made his feature film debut alongside Jamie Presley in Abby in the Summer, produced by Gabriel Cohen, John Seuss, Dallas Sonia, and Jack Heller. The film shot in 2012, but was released in 2014 under the title Making the Rooms. He served as a judge on the ABC television show Duets, which premiered on May 24, 2012, featuring John Legend, Jennifer Nettles, and Kelly Clarkson. The judge doubled as mentors who searched for singers across the country to duet with them as they performed in front of a studio audience. Robert's singers were Olivia Chisholm and Alexis Foster. The premiere episode drew in 7 million viewers. The show went live on June 28, 2012, allowing the viewers to vote for their favorite contestants. Then comes in 2013, Robin's career was skyrocket again. On March 26th, Drake released Blurred Lines featuring T.I. and Pharrell as the lead single of his 6-3 album. The music video featured Emily Ratajkowski, Jesse McBenden, and L. Evans, directed by Diane Martel, released on March 20th, 2013, and garnered 1 million views in just days after the release on Vevo. He also got the approval of his then wife Paula before shooting the video. In early 2013, he starred in the BET hit show Real Husbands of Hollywood as a fictionalized version of himself alongside Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, Boris Kodjo, Nelly Dwayne Meyer, JB Smoove, and Cynthia McWilliams. However, he was unable to rejoin for the second season, opting to instead focus on his music. According to Thicke, once the song started taking off and all this momentum was happening, and the Real Husbands of Hollywood needed me for all 8 weeks, I couldn't finish the album and promote the single and go overseas and do all these other things I wanted to do. As he explained on the hit radio show The Breakfast Club, the album is called Blurred Lines. I realized as I got older that we all think we're living either in a black or white world, or on a straight path. But most of us are living right in between those straight lines. Everything you thought you knew, the older you get, you realize, I don't know nothing about this. Better pay attention. I better listen and keep learning. So I think that's what I've been realizing this past few years. He also explained his foray to a more poppy sound than his usual milieu. The last year, I've been wanting to have more fun. I think I took myself very seriously as an artist, and I wanted to be like Marvin Gaye and John Lennon and Bob Marley, and these great artists and songwriters that sing about love and sing about relationships, Robin explained. And then the last year, my wife and I just really wanted to have fun again. We wanted to be young again, and we wanted to dance again and go out with our friends. So I wanted to make music that reflected that culture too. The song was a worldwide hit, peaking at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and number one in 13 more countries, including the UK. And the song became the 137th record in history to surpass the 1 million sales mark in the US. The new album was released on July 30th, 2013. The song and related music videos also received criticism for being misogynistic and promoting rape culture, with some critics calling the lyrics creepy and the song rapey. In an interview with GQ, Thicke joked about the video, saying, "What a pleasure it is to degrade a woman. I never got to do that before. I've always respected women. In response to the statement that the idea of the video was to be derogatory towards women, the director, Diane, denied this was discussed on set. "That's crazy. Maybe he wasn't thinking when he said that." During an interview with Oprah Winfrey, they clarified his comment about degrading women, describing it as a bad joke, knowing that he published GQ interview did not mention that he was doing an impersonation of Will Ferrell's Ron Burgundy character while making the remark, thus not providing the sarcastic, joking context. The song's unrated music video was originally banned for YouTube before being reposted some weeks later. On August 25th, at the 2013 VMAs, he performed Blurred Lines alongside Miley Cyrus, who was twerking on stage, followed by Give It To You with 2 Chainz and Kendrick Lamar. The performance drew a lot of negative reactions for its alleged raunchiness, sexism, racism, slut-shaming, and cultural appropriation. It became the most tweeted about event in history, with Twitter users generating over 360,000 tweets about the event per minute, breaking the previous record held by Beyoncé's Super Bowl halftime show performance 6 months earlier. On December 6, 2013, Thicke and T.I. performed Blurred Lines accompanied by Earth, Wind, Fire at the Grammy Nominations Concert Live at CBS, where it was announced that Thicke had been nominated for 3 Grammys, Best Pop Vocal Album, Record of the Year, and Best Pop Duo / Group Performance. In the same month, he was awarded the title for Sexist of the Year by the End Violence Against World Coalition. which was more than 60 member groups working to end sexual and domestic violence, trafficking, and other forms of abuse. It was priority many times and forbid in many student unions. He had twice as many votes as running up for second year Prime Minister David Cameron. But next year, things would take a shocking, well, surprising turn. On January 26, 2014, Dick performed live with Chicago at the Grammy Awards, celebrating the introduction of Chicago's debut album, the Chicago Transit Authority, into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Dick and the group performed a medley of Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is, Beginnings of Saturday in the Park, ending with Blurred Lines. And it was announced that Robin Ben and Paula Patton have officially split. But in June 2014, he announced that his next album will be called Paula, dedicated to her. The lead single Get Her Back was released on May 19, 2014. Dick debuted the song on the same day with a performance at the Billboard Music Awards, where he also won 4 awards for Blurred Lines. Dick also appeared on the season finale of The Voice singing Get Her Back with finalist Josh Kaufman. He then performed the song Forever Love at the BET Awards. At the end of June 2014, during a QA session on Twitter and hosted by VH1, Dick asked followers to submit questions by using the hashtag AskDick. The tag was quickly overrun by people protesting against his lyrics, criticized as a misogynistic, his lifestyle choices, and other detractors lead to what The Guardian called an epic PR fail. When a Twitter user pointed out that the comments directed at Dick were brutal, Dick responded, "I can handle it. I'm a big boy." Although the album was originally set for a fall release, it pushed forward and released on July 1st, 2014, 5 weeks after the release of this lead single. Peaking at number 9 on the Billboard 200 and selling over 24,000 copies in its first week of release. In an interview with Jody Rosen in 2015, Dick expressed both embarrassment over his public dedications and regret over giving the album a commercial release. "Stay, my record company didn't want me to put it out, but they stuck by me. In hindsight, the only thing I would have done differently was I wouldn't have promoted or sold it. I would have given it away." Following the release of Paula, Dick spent several months largely away from media and performing in order to focus on his personal life and to work on new music. He returned to the spotlight in the BET Awards in 2015 to sing Ooh Baby Baby in tribute to the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Smokey Robinson, and joined him on stage for a group rendition of My Girl alongside Tori Kelly and Ne-Yo. On June 29th, on the heels of his BET Awards performance, Dick debuted the lyric video for his new single Morning Song, followed by the official release of the single on June 30th. Morning Sun rose to the number 4 position on the Billboard Adult R&B Songs chart, becoming his 11th top 10 hit on Urban AC Radio. Speaking with Prestige Hong Kong, Dick explained the new album is called Morning Song. It's about fresh starts, new beginnings, and the heralding in a new day, in of a new day. It was about the last year of my life, the time I spent with my friends and family, and especially my son. Dick also spoke about working again with Pharrell Timberland, as well as new collaborators DJ Mustard, Max Martin, and Ricky Reed. Another song, Back Together, featuring Nicki Minaj, was released on August 6, 2015. He then rejoined the cast, Real Husbands of Hollywood, in 2016 for the 5th season. In the premiere episode, he parodied his publicized personal and professional troubles, including his divorce, lawsuit, drug use, and poorly received album. In January 2019, he began appearing as a panelist on The Masked Singer. On June 25th, 2019, the New York Times Magazine listed him among the hundreds of artists whose material was reportedly destroyed in the 2008 Universal Studios fire. So, what has he been doing now? Well, of course, he's been on The Masked Singer, and he just released a new album. Hopefully, Robin will get back to his hit-making career. But right now, at least he gave us some music, some good old music that he and everyone will always enjoy. Alright guys, that's it for this episode. I do think Robin Thicke is a great musician. My personal hit from favorite song from him was definitely Lost Without You. It's a very good song. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. Please follow me on my socials, which is in the bio. And make sure you tune in to next episode, because there's a very good group that everyone might not know of and forgot about that I'm going to talk about in. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you.